Man, if you heard that in real life, how terrifying would that be?
Like I said before, you just grab your phone and go to the window and be like, what's that?
This is how I die.
I'll be dead or famous or both.
I think that's the way I'd want to go, though. How'd you die?
Large-scaled monsters.
It's Get Geekish. I'm Derek.
I'm Beano. And
we're a special guest.
Yeah.
Special guest, Maddie. I've heard you guys mention me on your podcast. Actually, I've been on once before, but I don't remember what we talked about.
Well, you were on one before, and it was one where the audio quality was absolutely terrible, but we talked about toys. Games?
Yeah, something.
Games from our childhood. Oh, we're going to have to do that again someday.
We can do it again.
But this week, we are talking monsters.
Well, the king of monsters.
Well, that would include monsters.
Well, we're not talking, okay, we got to rewind, because we did a monster podcast. We're talking about Godzilla and all of his monsters. Yeah, that guy.
We just need a soundboard. Just
and we brought a guest in for this one because Maddie here has probably one of the biggest infatuations with old monster movies like Godzilla and King Kong of anybody that I know. He's got his little mascot Godzilla Funko with him right now, actually.
Thanks to one of you guys.
And you've seen, there's like 33 Godzilla movies and you've seen them all, right?
Yeah, I was trying to think about that in my head and which ones I probably have seen, but I don't remember. And the one with Space Godzilla, I don't really recall. So I kind of watched someone put it up on YouTube, just the kind of interaction, the fight with it. And I thought it was pretty sweet. It's not the, you know.
He doesn't remember what he saw. He's a perfect fit in here with us.
Yeah, I don't remember. But I think that was the one. I mean, I think I've seen most all of them, and that, you know, was the one I was like, yeah, did I see it or did I not see it?
Well, to give a little backstory, tell us about how you got into Godzilla.
Well, so I grew up in the 70s. I was born in 72, which I'm a little older than you guys. But, you know, that was on TV. It was, 10 or 15 years after the movies actually were produced and put out. So we'd get to see them on Channel 11 in New York, and they'd put them on, and you'd have a whole weekend of them, or one day would have one show, and then they would just be on at random. And some would be repeated more often than others. I've seen the Smog Monster one probably more than any of them. But they were just on TV, and I loved them. My brother and I would just sit at the TV and just not move. We'd just watch monster movies, even ones that weren't Godzilla films.
I feel like the Godzilla movies are nice because they had, dare I say, cheesy special effects, but they were so fitting with the movie that you were never wild, like, wow, this is so amazing looking, but you didn't care because it was you knew it was a big guy in a rubber suit, but it was still awesome.
It was fun, because I remember the same exact thing. Is like growing up, they would be on constantly, like the black and white ones and everything like that, and dubbed and subbed and everything. And I'm like, oh, they're... mouths don't match the words that are saying. What's going on?
And that was the funnest part of it. Like, we would try to talk like that afterwards. Like, we'd be moving our mouths, or we'd go, hey, Mom, and I'd have my brother. He'd be saying something, and I'd just be moving my mouth to something different. And it was just kind of fun.
I bet your mom loved that.
Oh, she loved it.
Now, what's your favorite Godzilla movie to date?
You know, I don't know that I have a favorite one, and I think it's because they're all very similar. You know, like you don't watch a Godzilla movie because it's like, oh, it's the greatest thing. It's not like The Empire Strikes Back, like where you're like, oh, I got to see this. They're exactly the same. The plots are meh. You know, the special effects are meh. But it's just fun, and all of them kind of just run together. So I don't know that I have a favorite one, but I've seen the one with Hedorah the most, which is the Smog Monster. I think I've seen that one, I don't know how many times, 10, 12 times. And of course, I've seen the one with Mothra. That was for Derek. And then I've seen that one a pile of times. I think that's the one you could probably find pretty readily out there in stores, and you can buy it and find it.
And to go back to the origin story, if you will, of Godzilla, you know, the original quote-unquote radioactive superhero before Spider-Man, before all that jazz, kind of came around because of, you know, he was kind of brought to life because of World War II with the bombings there, and then in the 50s when they did the Bikini Atoll testing that took out a fisherman's boat out there, and they saw the reactions of the radioactiveness, they kind of just spawned like, oh, and that's what, in the first Godzilla movie, that's kind of what happens, how it starts, and it's because they're nuclear testing, and they wake this monster sleeping out in the ocean. Mm-hmm. And man, I think you're right. The best part of Godzilla is watching two people in rubber monster suits fight each other. I think
Godzilla movies made the Power Rangers possible, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true.
What about your least favorite Godzilla movie?
I would say that's a good question.
Like your least favorite monster that he has to fight.
Yeah. So, who was that?
We're asking you.
Yeah, no.
The big one with the teeth.
Yeah, the big one. Oh, wait. Yeah, hang on. I do have... shoot. Edit.
That's all right. We're rolling.
We pretend this is live. I've got my least favorite.
Who?
The 1998 Godzilla film.
Where he fought the military and the humans?
Yeah, was it Matthew Broderick in that one?
God, that was a horrible movie.
If that movie had just been called Giant Iguana Attacks New York, it would have been okay. But when they tried to make it Godzilla, where he's laying eggs in, was it Madison Square Garden?
Something like that.
That was just so dumb.
Well, the thing
soundtrack was good, though.
This we were just talking about that on the way here. It's like the soundtrack was really good for what it was, you know, a late 90s film. But that was the first American-made one that was not... It was supposed to be... Because that was Roland Emmerich in the time of his heyday of, like, End of the World movies and everything like that. So... it took them the next one came out in 2014 that was American made, because there was some after that went back to Japan where they tried to read.
This one left a sour taste in our mouths.
Yeah.
They marketed the heck out of that one too, and it was a big letdown.
Well, even the 2014 one was a letdown with Bryan Cranston.
Yeah. It had its moments, yeah. But they tried to put too much human in it.
They tried to make it too much like Jaws, where they didn't show Godzilla that much, because I know that was a huge letdown. You didn't see him really until the end of the movie for 10 minutes. And you're like, oh. Mm-hmm.
This is what has me excited for King of the Monsters coming out later this month, because if the previews are even remotely close to the movie, there's going to be monsters all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
People, I don't care. I want to see monsters fight.
Well, that's what I think they went wrong with in that last one, is like you didn't really get to see much, like you were stating. You didn't get to see much of Godzilla. And the Motu, I think, was there, you know, those little creatures that he was fighting. I forgot. I think someone did the math on that, and it was like 11 minutes of total Godzilla time. And I was like, you want more time. There's a Godzilla movie. I mean, you do want the backstory. That helps, but...
I don't want a hint of Godzilla.
I know exactly right.
So help me out with this, because he's been alongside many supporting monsters and everything like that. He's faced the human opponents such as the JSDF. What is that? Do you know? No? Okay. I'm assuming it's something like military... then King Ghidorah, mm-hmm. I know I don't say these names right, but
Ghidorah. Yeah.
Gigan, Mechagodzilla, mm-hmm. Rodan, which is the turtle?
No, Rodan is a pterodactyl, and he's volcanic, and he actually is, I think it's, he makes appearances in Godzilla movies, but he's from a different franchise altogether. I think he's just had his own franchise.
Then Mothra.
Mothra.
And Anguirus?
Anguirus, yeah. There's a lot of ways to say that name. I think if you look, you'd probably find...
What's that one?
Anguirus is like, he's like an armadillo.
Oh, that sounds fun. And then, you know, the little Godzilla Jr., which...
Yeah.
Just the images of that one is quite funny. Manila?
Manila.
Who's that?
That's him. That's Godzilla Jr., baby Godzilla. Okay. It's the same.
But then, to nerd culture, he's also crossed over, and of course, you know, King Kong.
Yeah.
And he's been part of the Marvel comics with characters of S.H.I.E.L.D., Fantastic Four, and the Avengers. He showed up with them.
Really?
Yeah.
Somehow I missed that.
In your nerddom growing up, you didn't see Godzilla fight alongside Iron Man and Captain America?
No, I didn't.
How crazy would that have been if he would have came through, like, at Endgame, like, just out of nowhere?
Well, we had a Hulk and that wasn't enough. Nope. Now we got this.
Other green guy.
That would have been funny. Mm-hmm.
I feel like the powers a lot of the other monsters had on paper made them look like they should have been much more powerful than any other monster, but somehow Godzilla always manages to pull something out or find some extra power that he charges up.
You know, and that's my only beef with Godzilla movies, is that Godzilla is not the best. I mean, he's really not. I don't care. I mean, he's the best. He's your favorite guy. Like, he's your boy. He's Godzilla. But pretty much everyone could kick his ass. That's the sad truth of it. And he gets saved a lot of the times by having these other allies, so to speak, you know, and these other, you know.
So you were talking earlier, and you said that he died.
Sure.
Which film and how?
He self-imploded, so to speak, because he was like a nuclear reactor. Right. So he melted from the inside, essentially.
Okay. And then aliens took his bones?
Well, that was in a different one. Oh. That was so, yeah. And then again, going back to original. Sorry, I'm getting away from your mic here. And going back to original, yeah, he died in that one too. But then they took his bones and made Mechagodzilla with that. Later, that again, this is 1954, 56, I think, was Godzilla Raids Again. Somewhere around there. 54 was the original Gojira.
So it's funny because you read the synopsis of some of these movies. And yes, the movies are cheesy as it is, but the synopsis on some of them make it seem...
Just read one for us.
Well, okay, so this one is Ghidorah, the three-headed monster. After a meteorite unleashes a three-headed beast upon Tokyo, Mothra tries to unite with Godzilla and Rodan to battle the extraterrestrial threat. That one sounds good. But you go to a different one. Let's see. That's not the right one. Oh, yeah, it is. All Monsters Attack. I'm loading. Your internet's slow. Nope, that's not the right one. It's Destroy All Monsters. Sorry, I keep clicking on the wrong one. Female aliens take control of Earth's monsters and begin using them to destroy the human race.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from Destroy All Monsters.
Godzilla did it for the Nookie, huh?
Which is funny, because you read some of these and they're just so funny.
The synopsis, you're like, how did you make an hour and a half movie out of this?
I know.
Well, the thing is, most of them are like 80 minutes. This one's Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. Ape-like aliens build a robotic Godzilla to destroy Japan, and the true Godzilla may not be powerful enough to destroy it.
Ape-like aliens. That's exactly what, so that gets revealed in the very end when...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. 40-year-old spoiler alert. Yeah, when, you know, in the end, when they destroy Mechagodzilla, they just melt. So they look like regular people with makeup on, like David Bowie kind of makeup, and then their faces melt and they reveal apes, like Planet of the Ape Apes, and you're like, what? These are ape aliens. It's that's why I say the movies are not great. I mean, you're just watching them because they're fun, you know, like just
there's a place for those kind of movies.
Absolutely. You're exactly right, because how would he beat Mechagodzilla? I mean,
he would have gotten his ass handed to him. Mechagodzilla, so and that's and. I don't know.
Who, okay, in your opinion, who's the most powerful monster?
Monster X.
What's Monster X?
So it's
you're saying this like we know. This is why we brought you along.
So it's originally it's like I can't explain what these things look like. You have to look at pictures of them to see yourself. But Monster X turns into another form of King Ghidorah.
Okay.
Monster X, to give you clarification, looks kind of like one of the aliens from Halo mixed with Megatron from Michael Bay.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. He's super badass. Like, if there's, I think, one monster that could pretty much take everybody, I don't know if you can hear me, is Monster X, which is, they call him Kaiser.
So it's more powerful than King Ghidorah?
King Ghidorah, yeah. Yeah, so you could say Ghidorah, I guess.
This one looks like he's badass. He's smart. The other ones just look like they're wild animals. This guy looks like he's sentient and assassin of some kind.
Prior to that, like, he just looks kind of human, like he can fight, like he does mixed martial arts kind of thing. But then he turns into this another, you know, three-headed monster, and he's just super badass. I mean,
when's the first time you saw Godzilla, Bino?
I honestly don't know. When I was, I don't know, probably 8 to 12 years old, somewhere in there. And at that time, I was young enough when they came out that my brain was going, these are cheesy. What's the point of these things?
But you watched it.
I did. And that's how you know it had to be good, because like, this is dumb. This is like, the effects are terrible. And an hour and a half later, you're like, oh, that was cool.
See, I remember watching it, but I don't remember like the first one I ever saw. The only one that pops out in my head is like, I remember seeing one with Mothra in it.
Motsura.
Yeah.
I feel like it's one of those things, it's quotability too. Just because the monster names, the roars, the pointing up, there's enough moments in this movie that you can connect with somebody just by saying one line, like, oh yeah, yeah, Godzilla.
Well, the thing is too, is like, he's Godzilla lines, like, Godzilla's attacking the city has been parodied in a lot of movies where there's something, if there's something happening, like in Dude, Where's My Car? There's an instance I think that happened, or there was something where I remember the city was getting destroyed and they were running like it was from Godzilla, and you're like, ha, ha, it's not.
Do you, since we're doing a little bit of learning here, do you know how they produced Godzilla's roar for the first movie?
Yes, I think they dragged a leather glove along a base or something like that.
Wow. Okay.
Is that really?
Yeah. They rubbed a leather glove over like a bass violin string.
Yeah. So if you take I guess you could do it with your guitar string and just like kind of drag a pick along it, it'll kind of make that similar noise.
Do you have a rubber glove?
It's a leather glove.
That's a leather glove. We have a rubber glove right here, actually.
Leather, whatever.
The gauntlet. Yeah.
Godzilla's also been in a lot of marketing over the years, too. So as a kid, I think I might have seen commercials and references to Godzilla more than I saw some of the movies, because up until last week, I don't think I knew there was 38 Godzilla movies.
Yeah.
I knew there was, there's a handful of old ones, and then you told me that there was two different series of the older ones, or a few different
three
series
different
of them,
series, yeah.
Which I had no idea about, and then looking like, oh, wow, this is this has just gone on.
Mm-hmm.
But he played basketball against Charles Barkley. In 1992.
That was when I was in high school, or just out of high school, so I remember that one pretty well.
And I remember him drinking a Dr. Pepper in the 80s. Yeah, to destroy the city, and then popped open a Dr. Pepper and mm-hmm. became friends with people in the city.
Yeah. What? That's the marketing behind it is so funny, because that's the same thing is to encourage tourism. In April 2015, the central Shinjuku ward of Tokyo named Godzilla an official cultural ambassador, because they're like, hey, this guy's all right, come and tour. But also, reporters pointed out how many times Godzilla actually destroyed that part of the city too. So it's kind of funny.
We will rebuild. Yeah. To connect some of the other fandoms out there, George Takei got his start doing voiceovers for Japanese monster movies.
Oh my.
Exactly. He was the English language version of Godzilla Raids Again.
What's that?
The second Godzilla movie. So he did the English voiceover, he got onto Star Trek after that. So it was kind of the springboard for his career.
All right, let's ask you, since you're into learning, how tall is Godzilla?
Which one?
The original. How tall was he?
Maybe 50 meters or something.
Dang it!
Is that right?
Yes!
50 meters?
Originally towering over Tokyo at 50 meters, which is 164 feet tall. He's also increased to as much as 100 meters now in later movies.
Yeah, and you know, that's what messes people up when... Oops, sorry, that's what messes me up. I got to get used to a microphone. that's because in different movies, he's enormous. Some movies is enormous, and then in the original Showa era, he was obviously huge compared to the buildings, but then to scale, everything right. wasn't perfect. They messed it up, and that's what kind of makes it fun, you know?
I think that's the same thing. You're talking to a couple of people who enjoy Transformers. When you watch the cartoon, you're like, how tall is it? Oh, in the last episode, it could shrink down. What?
They talk about that in the comics. Thank you very much. Mass displacement units.
Yeah.
I wish I could have been there. Do you know the story about the Godzilla suit that was lost and then washed up on shore?
No, I don't.
In 1992, one of the Godzilla costumes that was worth $39,000 was stolen from a Toho garage. And then a few weeks later, it was found washed up on the shores of a lake near Tokyo. And some little old lady was out for a walk and found it, and it scared me.
That would. Yeah, that would. That would be good. There was a... you guys did a podcast. I don't know when it was, but you were talking about 80s movies. And one of the 80s movies I was thinking of, there was one called One Crazy Summer.
Oh, I love that movie.
And in that movie...
Yes, that had Bobcat Goldthwait, right?
Yeah, Bobcat Goldthwait was in it, and he gets into the... they were filming a Godzilla movie, and he gets into the suit, and he crashes a party, and they have this little city, and he's smashing it, and there's a bunch of Japanese people there. And they were like, oh, this is a great party, you know?
Somebody threw a cigar in his mouth, so he was blowing smoke out of his mouth.
Great. And he's trying to get the cigar out of his suit. It's actually quite hysterical. But I think it was pretty close to the Showa version of that costume. I mean, I think it was spot on, which is my favorite era of Godzilla.
The 80s Godzilla?
No, the 60s, oh, 60s. Godzilla.
Sure. See, that's what I was going to ask you, is your favorite, because I mean, Godzilla obviously looks different in almost everything, from video games to comics to the show. I honestly didn't know there was a Godzilla comic until I got it for you, and I was like, oh, hey, look at this. So, the 60s?
Yeah, so there were four eras of Godzilla. The first one was the Showa era. That's the original one, 54 to 76. Mm-hmm. This is back in the 1900s. second was the Heisei era, which is 84 to 95. And then the Millennium era, 99 to 2004, which is my probably least favorite, but there's good movies in there. And then we're in the, I think it's called the Reiwa era. Reiwa era, which is current from 2014.
All right.
But the best ones, of course, are the oldest. I mean, that's just because they are what they are. You don't, if they were make a movie like that now, you'd be like, this thing sucks. Like, what the hell are we watching? You know, we have all this fancy CGI and all these things that can make the perfect movie, but that's not what it was about.
I'm
you don't
sure
watch
there's
them.
People still making movies like that.
There might be. Yeah, there very well might be.
There's the thing, because there's something about, like, CGI is great and all, but CGI is still not perfect yet. So the ones where they can blend it together, every time somebody can mold like a rubber suit that looks realistic, it's going to look so much better than CGI.
Look what they did with Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
So that came out in the 90s and it still holds up. And to me, it looks way better than any of the new Jurassic Parks. Sure.
And I think that's part of... I'm not a big Jurassic Park fan. I've seen them. They're okay.
The only dinosaur for you is Godzilla.
That's right. But that's why I don't... I think that's why I don't like the latter Godzillas, because they are very Jurassic Park looking. They look like T-Rexes to me. And I'm like, oh, this is a T-Rex. But that's why, you know, people didn't like that 90s version. You know, that Matthew Broderick version was at 98, said. And that, people didn't like it, I think. I was part of it. No, obviously, it was a bad movie. It wasn't a great movie. But that was the one that Toho said they just renamed it Zilla altogether. It wasn't even Godzilla after that. They were like, that's not Godzilla. This has nothing to do with Godzilla. It doesn't look like Godzilla. And so that just became Zilla.
Licensing rights revoked.
Pretty much what they did.
Twice.
I think I saw it once in the movies, and that was probably it. I was just like, this is terrible.
I just remember Matthew Broderick running by a whole bunch of eggs that are hatching in the subway or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what is going on?
Yeah,
it was just a giant iguana.
And they really wanted sequels.
Back to Jurassic Park, did you know that there was a Godzilla reference in The Lost World?
Probably. I caught it, but I don't remember. What was it?
Do you speak Japanese? Apparently, when the T-Rex was taken on San Diego, one of the Japanese tourists yells something in Japanese, and it's, I left Japan to get away from this, if you know how to translate.
That is what was the reference that I was trying to pop in my head, was The Lost World, because it's reference. I mean, Godzilla is an icon. And it's funny, even if you've never seen a movie, you know who Godzilla is.
Look, there's the Godzilla King of the Monsters comic you were talking about versus the Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Godzilla number 23.
Who would win? Or who won? Does it say? Spoilers. I want
to
know.
I'm guessing the Avengers had to win because they kept on for a while.
Good point.
Such of a story arc where you kill the heroes, like, eh.
Well.
Back then. Just shut it. Shut it.
Just to go back, you asked me what my least favorite kaiju was, or least favorite monster.
Mm-hmm.
I had to look that one up, and it was Gambra. And Gambra kind of looks like our cat critter. He's got like, it's weird. Like if you Google it and you look at a picture, Gambra, I don't know what it is. Got like, it's like a half of a cat face, like from the top lip up, and then the bottom is like a hairy giraffe.
Wait a minute, I found the turtle one. How do you spell this?
That's Gamera.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's G-A-M-B-A-R-A. Gambra.
I think Gamera is my favorite.
Gamera is a turtle, but that was a different franchise, I think. I think he makes appearances.
Yeah, I think from what I remember is I saw one with Mothra, and I saw one with Gamera, so.
Like he has like red hair?
Yeah, let me see. You got a picture of it?
Yeah, it looks.
No, that ain't it.
That's Gabbra.
Gabbra, yeah. That one. What's that one there?
This is Gabbra.
This is so funny to watch right now.
This guy?
Yeah, that guy. That's he sounds terrible.
Like he sounds Gabbra. Like he's a million miles away from his mic because he Gabbra. Was. They were pointing and cricking.
I don't know.
You know, you're right. He does have a cat face.
He's got like half a cat face.
It looks like a horrible Chuck E. Cheese animatronic gone wrong.
He's my least. Yeah. I couldn't think of what it was. That's my least favorite character of all of them. Yeah, he's pretty bad. Pretty bad.
How long do you think it would take us to watch all 33 movies?
They're long. They're not short movies.
80 to 90 minutes.
If we average an hour and a half each.
Think we could do it in a weekend?
Mathematically, no. If we watch like two or three at a time, maybe.
Like like a three, like a 3-day weekend.
We'll just put three screens at a time and watch them all at once.
I mean, they're all the same story, right?
We did almost get to have Batman versus Godzilla back in the day.
TV show, movie?
Movie. They were in talks with Adam West, and they were talking about making a Batman versus Godzilla movie, but it actually never happened, yeah.
Hmm. That would have been funny.
Godzilla doing the Bat-2-C?
Yeah.
The Bat-2-C. Oh, my goodness.
That'll haunt my dreams.
Yeah. Another good one that was that they pulled out was Godzilla versus Megalon. I think you asked me who Megalon was. Yeah. I'm like, how do you explain what these things are? You know, like, well, Megalon's me, like, a beetle-ish
See,
thing.
To me, that name makes it sound like it's a shark type of thing. Oh, kind of like a Megalodon.
Megalodon, yeah. No, this is just Megalon.
It's a beetle?
Yeah, he's like a beetle. But the cool... This one wasn't... I don't think it's a fan favorite, but it introduces Jet Jaguar. So Jet Jaguar. But the way they say it is like Jet Jaguar, and he's it's a little, it's like a man. It's like if you ever knew what the Ultraman series was, it's like a bite off of the Ultraman series. And a lot of people don't like that, but I thought it was kind of cool because it's just a different thing. It wasn't, you know, the regular kaiju monsters. It was this, I don't know. But he didn't like martial arts, and he had this fancy dance move, like ching ching ching. Like, he would move his arms and his he would make this noise, and he could shrink and grow. Essentially, was his superpower. He'd be like a regular guy, and then he'd be like 50 meters tall.
Godzilla.
Yeah, they're friends, and it's kind of a silly movie, but it's.
See, I feel like I need to watch it one, but it's also one of the two Godzilla films that were spoofed by Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Was that one?
They have Godzilla versus the Sea Monster and Godzilla versus Megalon.
Megalodon. Yeah, Megalon. Sorry. Yeah. Now you got me saying Megalodon. Right. Yeah.
Maybe we should watch them ourselves in Mystery Science Theater.
And the Sea Monster one is another terrible one. Mm. Like, that's one of the, I think it's another least fan favorite. That's Ibira, because it's a giant shrimp. it's literally what it, like, some people say it's a lobster, but I think more people did research on it. It's actually like a prawn. It's like a giant prawn. He's got he doesn't do anything. Like, he's just, he gets his ass handed to him. Can I say ass? Sorry.
So Godzilla didn't need help on that one?
Yeah, no, it's pretty.
All the other ones he needs help, but not the shrimp.
Yeah, no, not the shrimp. Yeah.
Do you know that there's a scientist that actually went to do a paper to explain how Godzilla could never actually exist? Because we need that proof, obviously, but he wrote a whole paper about Godzilla-sized animal would be the limb cartilage of an animal that large would be crushed like overripe watermelons from its own body weight.
What? I bet he got paid to do that, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, he did pay get his master's degree or something. Yeah. One you guys should definitely see is Terror of Mechagodzilla. Of course, we talked about Mechagodzilla a couple times. And that was the last movie in the Showa series. So in that first group that I liked. And that's the one it's got one of the worst kaiju monsters in it, and that's Titanosaur. But Titanosaur, by far, I think, has the best sound. He makes I don't know if you want to look it up, or I guess I could do it on my phone here. We can get it.
Titanosaur.
And Titanosaur he's like a sea creature. He's got a mohawk. Kind of looks like Beano. Maybe I'll put it up on my phone. But he's got the coolest noise. I can't make these sounds, of course. I'll look it up on my phone.
You were making sounds all the way here. You were practicing your roar in the vehicle, and you're just sitting there going, roar.
Yeah, here, I'll pull. Of course, there's
an ad. There's a horse.
Skip ad. And then this is also the one where it's got one of Godzilla's most famous appearances off screen. So, like, you might want to watch this. It's actually kind of good. So, listen to Titanosaur's noise.
Tanks are firing.
Sounds like an elephant.
It sounds like an elephant. You're right, that does kind of look like Beano. If you were a kaiju, we found what you'd look like.
Take that, Snapchat filters.
Well, when did Godzilla get his like glowing blue spikes?
And that... Here's that noise. So that, I think that only happened in one movie. And I think that was the one with... oh gosh, who was in that movie?
Well, I know what happens in the new one because the trailer's showing us that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who. Sorry, I've got to wait for my mic here. Wires. I'm trying to think who that was. That was, gosh,
He's like us when we're trying to think of something.
There's so many.
All right. While you're thinking of that, put that on the back burner. If you had to suggest three Godzilla films for people who haven't seen Godzilla,
yeah,
which ones would they be?
So Gojira, which is the original.
Okay.
1954 version. The black and white. It's bleh. You know, it's, but it's not, again,
I want you to watch this, but it's, I get,
but you got to understand, none of these movies are good.
You're going to go into it knowing that you're expecting like a B movie.
Yeah, you have to expect it that way.
C.
Mothra versus Godzilla, which is 1964.
Okay.
And then Godzilla versus King Ghidorah in 91. So again, King Ghidorah makes three or four different appearances, and you know, you have to get the backstory. Again, we have this new movie coming out, and we don't know what to expect. And King Ghidorah is apparently, from the previews, like frozen in ice.
And then Mothra shows up.
You see, I think, maybe Gamera, maybe. You see what I think. There's like, you see spider legs, which is Kamunga. So I guess, you know, in King of the Monsters, in the original movie in Godzilla, the original Godzilla movie, that is King of the Monsters. That's Godzilla, King of the Monsters. That's the original one. So people think, oh, like, is this other, this movie that's coming out like a remake of one of the other movies? Well, maybe, but that didn't have other kaiju in it. It just was Godzilla, King of the Monsters. That's it. That was the 1954 version, right?
So yeah. So I wonder if this is like combining, like, where it's like destroy all monsters and all that jazz.
Oh, together. That's, you hit the word right there. So I think that was the one with Destroya. Was the one where Godzilla was glowing blue. I think, man, I think that was, it's in one of the Millennium movies, and I just, like I said, they weren't my favorite, so I didn't really watch them, but he would glow, his spine would glow blue, and he would shoot lasers out all over the place. And that, you know, it's just one of these things that Godzilla pulls out of his...
Well, here's the thing. This Godzilla King of the Monsters isn't even out yet, but they already have Godzilla versus King Kong coming out in 2020 projected. Mm-hmm. So
is that going to be the new Godzilla and the new King Kong, like, worlds colliding?
Yeah, because at the end of Skull Island, they tease that...
Right.
Oh, that's right.
They're meeting. So
I was still disturbed by the giant spiders.
And that's, yeah. So, and then, yeah. So Kamunga is the giant spider that comes out. What it looks like in the preview, man, you see legs and it looks like Kamunga, like it could be that giant spider.
Hopefully it's not the prawn.
Yeah, it won't be the prawn. Angorius was the one that you also mentioned, like you thought you saw a turtle, but it was probably Angorius, which is like the armadillo with spikes on him. That, he's probably the other one that might come out in that one.
So your projections for this, they're all going to team up to fight King Ghidorah?
King Ghidorah, yeah, or King Ghidorah. You could say Ghidorah, I guess. It's, whatever you want to say it. But yeah, again, he's the enemy. Like, yeah, he's always been the enemy.
So the guess is probably humans do something to wake him up from the ice, and then the rest of the monsters awake to come defend the earth or something.
If you look, I mean, you could sit there.
Just, yeah, judging by the preview, they say that somebody's got to fight the alpha, which is, you know, the three-headed monster sitting up on the hill with lightning strikes and everything like that.
Yeah.
Cool shot. And then they're like, we must get Godzilla. And then all the other monsters are...
Yeah.
Imagine I'd be the one to have to run that by your higher-ups. Remember that giant monster that destroyed the city? We need to go get him back.
Another good one to see is Tokyo SOS, which is a 2003 version. It's the older version, but again, you get to see a lot of monsters in that one, a lot of kaiju, and that's a good one.
All right.
Godzilla, he has a MTV Lifetime Achievement Award that he got in 1996.
Yep. Star on the
Hollywood Walk of Fame. Got there in 2004 on his 50th birthday. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you need to put Tokyo on your list of places to go, because I actually have a 20-foot tall Godzilla statue out there.
Yep.
And then at the Kurahama Flower Park, they have a giant Godzilla slide that looks very phallic.
So, well, that's the funny part about that slide is you slide down Godzilla's tail, but you have to walk in through his crotch. That's the funny part. Like, so it's like people are like, hey, you can take your picture up in the crotch and then slide down the tail, and then
so we should all take a trip to Tokyo. Hey, Delta or United, if you want to sponsor the Get Geekers podcast,
we would like to podcast from Godzilla's slide crotch.
Then
while we're there, we could just knock out, you know, a couple birds. We could go see the Super Mario World and all that fun
I like
stuff.
This plan. I like this plan.
But I do hope they put out a King Kong versus Godzilla. a new one, because the original one, which was brutally awful. Well, so from the standpoint of King Kong, I am an enormous King Kong fan.
Every Thanksgiving.
I watch that movie. I watch it over and over again. King Kong, Son of Kong, Mighty Joe Young. But Godzilla, again, this is... this is... what did they call that? Like, were they...
They like claymation stop motion type stuff.
Yeah, puppeteering.
And that's how it was done. I mean, this movie's almost 100 years old. And that, I guess they had maybe some licensing issues back then. So the King Kong that Godzilla fights in King Kong vs. Godzilla, it doesn't even look like a monkey. I mean, it doesn't look, you'd have to see it. Again, it just looks like, I don't even know. I could do better claymation work. I don't have an artistic bone in my body, you know?
I feel like we should do a recreation of that. Well, you know, we do see that they tease the new King Kong versus Godzilla, but I don't know. I'm excited for the new movie. I wasn't really a big Godzilla fan until we started talking to you about it, and then like I started researching more. It's like, all right, I remember some of these movies, but yeah, I'm excited.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot to go over.
What about you?
I'm excited to see it too. In the same way, Godzilla was always there, and then there were some craptacular ones that came out in my childhood. But these new ones, I have high hopes for them. Redeeming them a little bit for the new generation of folks.
Yeah, where I think they go wrong, or what they don't do, is they don't make a storyline out of it. So like you just have these random Godzilla movies, and they don't amount to anything. That's kind of what I like about the Avengers or like the X-Men. These movies, they have like a story, and then they do these backstories, which is kind of fun, and then they put it all together, and at the end of the movie, there's a little teaser. Mm-hmm. So that would be kind of fun if they did this with this Godzilla. Like they have the King of the Monsters movie, which is the first Godzilla, and then they, at the very end, they show an emergence of some other kaiju that you're like, oh, that's whatever, you know, whoever. Maybe it's something new altogether, you know.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I think you're right. The continuation story. Like having a solid thing.
Especially when you have that many of them. If they have that many movies that are more or less unrelated, it gets a little painful to watch. You're like, wait a second. That's not what the other one did.
Right. And that's what we were talking about earlier, is that so many of these kaiju have died. They've died and come back. And like, wait a second. He was dead, you know, this many years ago. All of a sudden, he's back as a viable, you know, critter. What's going on here? And so they keep killing kaiju off and bringing them back. It's
if
annoying.
Nobody calls one of the monsters a viable critter in the new movie, I'm going to be very sad.
As long as they don't bring back the shrimp.
General, there's a viable critter destroying the city.
So I have a fun, I don't know how, if this has to be edited or not, but this is kind of funny. So the Smog Monster was, like I said, one of the one movies I've seen, probably 10 times. But the Smog Monster, if you look at it, why don't you pull up a picture for yourself so you can look at it.
All right.
But I was doing a little reading up on that, and apparently the guy who designed the Smog Monster designed his eyes after vaginas. And it's true. And so if you look close at his eyes, as Beano now looks.
This guy hasn't seen an autumn, has he?
Yeah. But they're very, I mean, if you look at it, it's like, yeah, I guess it could kind of look good.
And on that note, this has been a Geekish podcast.
So Beano concur?
I could see it. Yeah, I would not think that if you hadn't said that, but now I can't see anything but that.
Yeah,
and there's a picture of Godzilla doing a flying jump kick. Well, okay, here,
talk about a whispering eye. All right. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning into a Get Geekish podcast.
And thanks for our resident
thanks
Godzilla
for
expert.
Me. Appreciate it. I'd like to come back and talk about something else.
We can have you back.
You guys talked about food. I was like, I would have been there for
food.
Oh,
no, we have another food one coming up.
I'll do that one.
And you're going to probably have to eat it with us. But anyway.
Not milk.
Anyway.
Hit up on the social medias at Get Geekish if you want to chime in on what your favorite Godzilla movie, Godzilla creature is, or what you think of the trailer for the new one. Let us know. And we'll talk at you next week.